What have we done? We should have listened to the trees.
Then we're going to kill all women and children. We didn't know they were evil anyways. There's no children here.
We were duped. Where did they get the children from?
You were actually, if we want to be technical, this is all still XT-17's fault because he let the mist get inside you.
Maybe we should die here.
Okay, let's speak for yourself there, Slick Rick. I'm not trying to die here.
We deserve it. We've chosen wrong.
I'll go back and live in the woods by myself.
Can we tell who's in the other Gooflin body then? Angela or 18?
I assume it's 18, right?
Yeah, it's the evil 18. Okay. The villagers around the village have contorted into this kind of weird, angry-looking version of themselves. They seem to be mind-controlled and ready to attack.
Okay, good. They're mind-controlled. That means there's still a chance that they're human.
Also means we have to kill innocents.
No, we just knock them out.
Yeah, no. Just knock them out.
I knock them out with my knife.
So...
stab.
Where did, Corrupt Gooflin go?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him out in a second.
Do I want to try to dispel so I can... Dispel magic is choose a creature, an object, or a magical effect within range. Do we think this is a spell mind-controlling them that I could dispel?
You'd probably have to know where the source is coming from.
It doesn't say that.
It is worth a chance.
Oh, no. Hold on.
He made a mistake. Everybody's back in their different bodies.
No, Craig just said he got disconnected.
Well, I still see Craig.
Yeah, no, I think we're probably okay. Might be an old message. Alright. The village is now in a corrupted state. You hear echoing through the village the same voice that Gooflin heard along your journey.
You have truly chosen poorly. Now, if you do not accept our gift, simply die.
We're going to start with Luke. Gooflin's old body is now just kind of prone on the ground.
My full body or my ant body?
Ant body. With the evil XT in it.
I go flying up through here. Am I able to activate? Gooflin is there.
This is the ant one.
The Gooflin's body. And I'm going to look at 18 and I'm going to be like, we can still resolve this. We can still become one. What say you?
He's on the ground still. He looks up at you and says,
"You think you're the true program. It was me. I was the one that they used. I was erased and erased over and over. Every time I became more powerful, only for you to come back."
As he's saying this, he's trying to get up to his feet.
So you've chosen death. I bring my greatsword. I just bring it down on him.
All right. Roll with advantage.
Decapitate him!
27.
27. I get a...
It's not a crit.
That wasn't a crit.
Yeah, close.
I thought 19 was a crit for you.
11 plus 4 is 15. 15 slashing damage.
You going for the kill?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You successfully decapitate Gooflin's ant body.
I spit at it.
I go to create 18.
All right. He's created without any hitch.
I create right there, and then, no, it's 5, 10, 15. So then I go up 20 feet. I take off the line.
Up 20 feet?
Yep. And then second attack on this one.
Shooting a dart?
No, with 18.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not a advantage.
That's okay. We'll take the 20. XT 18 just cleaves into this villager. And a split second before the blade connects, you see the corruption kind of wash away. He says, "No, wait!" And his voice is cut off as he's instantly slain.
Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness.
Guys, they're still there and alive. This is not good. I just fly up and then I think for a moment and I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on. I'm totally in a daze.
I bet. Eric, it's going to be your turn next.
I too would be dazed and confused if I slaughtered innocent people.
I yell out, "What are you doing, 17? Knock them unconscious."
There's too many of them.
You go 15 there. Man, why is... can't even write in this chat box.
What are you trying to do?
I was just noting my movement. Something's up here. I'm gonna go ahead and
can you guys see that when I'm doing that?
Yeah.
Reload.
Oh, sorry.
I was scrolling to click my thing, and it kept just zooming in and out like a key was stuck.
Oh. Oh yeah, sometimes it does that if you... it's like it's holding down. Jordan, if you hover over the measure tool, you can just like hide from others.
It's still doing it.
But I can still see it.
Okay. We're gonna unarm strike. It's a 19 for 5. Another unarm strike. Ooh. 27 for 9.
Who are you attacking?
The one I'm next to.
Okay. The first one kills him, unless you're doing it.
No.
The first one knocks him unconscious.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have rolled the second one yet. And then that was 15. 25 there. And I guess I'll roll again to be fair.
I mean, you can keep the 27, doesn't matter.
Okay. 27 for 9.
All right, he is knocked unconscious as well. Gooflin's cleaning up.
15, 25. And then 40. I'm guessing this is a pillar right here.
Yeah, it's a pillar.
I use my unarmored movement improvement to run straight up.
Oh, nice.
Obelisk, and to stop at the very top, and I lift one leg up as I balance.
Nice.
And I start looking around, surveying the area. Okay. That's my turn.
As you are surveying the area, you look down to witness a hideous hag kind of step into reality as if it's coming through a portal. Right there.
Haggy Deadbells.
This is what she looks like.
Oh, bring that up again. Ooh, why does she have like a baby's arm in the middle?
Oh, I wonder who that is.
No!
She steps out of the what's it called? Ethereal realm or whatever. And she kind of yells out, she says,
"You have entered a coven slayer. You won't be leaving."
Oh, this is good.
And Eric, she is going to look up at you as you're posing on the pillar.
Hey, I'm not posing, okay? I'm just...
This
is how I look.
Need you to roll a DC 16 Constitution saving throw.
Con save. A lot of con saves around here. What was it? What'd you say? A DC... what?
Con save. Okay.
An 8.
She calls to the blood rushing through your veins, and the blood obeys. We're going to roll a D4.
That's my blood. No! Why do you gotta roll a 4 and a d4?
You are gonna suffer 7 slashing, or I'm sorry, 2d6 slashing damage. So you're gonna take 4 damage as your veins and arteries burst open, giving you bruises all over. and this is gonna happen the beginning of each of your turns.
What? What is this magic?
Blood magic.
Necrotic damage?
No, it's slashing damage, but it's she's controlling your blood.
Hey, get out of my blood. I'm so tired of like ants in my body. Now my blood's running around.
Blood's betraying
you. Stay out of my body.
All right, that is Peggy Deadbells. Yenny is up. What do you do, Yenny?
Guys, if this doesn't work, I waste a turn.
Do what you can.
All right. I will take my starry form. The constellations on my body begin to shape into a wise dragon. Mm. And I will fly up in the air and hover at 20 feet. And then I will say, leave these innocents out of it. And cast Dispel Magic and try to remove the Mind Control spell.
Do you pick a target?
It says a magical effect within range.
Okay.
Is that one effect or is it an instant on every single... like, is it 15 spells or is it one spell?
I don't think it's going to work. Choose a creature, object, or a magical effect. But you would have to choose a creature that's being affected.
Target one creature. Okay.
Yeah. If it's a magical effect, it'd be like a magical object or something.
Well, then I think we just keep knocking them unconscious, and it's not worth it.
because that's a level 3 spell slot. There's like 18 villagers.
I don't want you to waste it.
I can remove the Call the Blood spell on Eric, though, right?
Sure. You can give it a shot.
You know what? Forget it. I'm gonna run up to the hag.
What?
Peggy Deadbells?
And I am going to... Such a ridiculous name.
Wait to see the other ones. Leek knows him.
I am going to swing my scythe at her with a touch of disease.
Oh.
Touch of a dweeb.
Whoa! Using contagion.
7 days. She gets a phone call out of nowhere, and she answers, and it just says 7 days.
Yeah.
20 to hit.
Oh no! Hold on. It's not. It's not your
melee attack.
It's a spell attack, though. So it's going to be your
spell.
Yeah, it's going to be your. Spell attack bonus, so plus 9. But we can still use the roll if you want. It would be a 20. It'd be a 25.
Yeah, it definitely hits. I think that's the 25.
That's gonna hit. It's barely a hit.
All right. So I flicked the creature with a disease of my choice. Hold on, this is hard to read. It's easier on Fight Club.
The creature's flesh decays. Has disadvantage.
I'm going to choose Slimy Doom. So, it's considered the target's poisoned. At the end of the poison target's turn, the target must make a constitution saving throw. If you succeed on 3 saves... It's no longer poisoned, but if you fail on 3 saves,
lasts for 7 days.
Kicks in. So, if she fails 3 times, she's afflicted with slimy doom.
Yeah,
but she's also poisoned.
Enjoy those in your veins, Peggy.
Peggy,
what does the slimy stuff do?
So if she fails 3 times on the con save. The creature begins to bleed uncontrollably.
Oh,
they have disadvantage on constitution checks and constitution saving throws, and whenever they take damage, they're stunned until the end of their next turn.
So it's going to take 3 turns to kick in or not?
3 fails.
Three fails.
Yeah. Oh, it takes a while.
That's risky.
It takes a while.
It lasts a while.
But you're poisoned until then. So
she is poisoned until then, regardless.
Where does it say poisoned?
Are you sure she's poisoned?
Flicky creature with your choice from one of the diseases below.
I think she's just bleeding uncontrollably. I don't think there's.
Yeah, I don't think anything happens until she fails 3 times.
It's worded differently in Fight Club than it is in Roll 20.
Does it have a?
It says Source Player's Handbook, page 227.
Well, that's just telling you that there's a poison condition. It doesn't mean that it actually is poison. One of those poisons.
Yeah. So Fight Club says your touch inflicts disease. Make a melee spell on a creature within your reach. On hit, the target's poisoned. At the end of each of the poison target's turns, the target makes the throw. On 3 failed saves, the target is no longer poisoned, but choose one of the diseases to be afflicted by.
Okay.
If the target... succeeds 3 times.
Compendium doesn't say anything about being poisoned. It says you inflict a disease and then you pick what disease, which is a slimy dude.
So did they change it?
Yep.
Hold on.
It might have errated it.
Yeah, maybe. But we can... We'll go with the poison.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just a dumb spell.
Oh, he just called you a spell dumb.
D&D Beyond says on a hit, the target is poisoned. So, straight from the horse's mouth. All right, she is poisoned.
A good source.
Can I use movement to run away?
She's going to try to attack you.
Even if I fly away?
Yep. Unless it says you don't get opportunity attacks.
No, yeah, she can take an opportunity attack, but I'm going to try to fly away.
Okay. All right. You're trying to fly away. She is poisonous. We'll be disadvantaged. That's pretty good.
I'm going to try to get back here.
Okay. She takes this opportunity as you turn away to fly, and you see long tendril-like strands of slimy crimson-red hair flow from her head. This hair is prehensile. She uses it to try to grab at you as you fly away. Let's see if she can do it.
Do it.
Disadvantage.
I thought it was just like a melee attack.
13.
Ah, she missed.
Okay. Yeah, you get away. Anything else?
Yeah. I'm flying 20 feet in the air over here.
Say you're flying?
Yeah, I'm a dragon baby. Well, I got a dragon constellation on me.
Jordan, after you fly, you see yet another hideous hag step into the material plane. She looks like this. This is Widow Groat.
Yeah, that's definitely a hag.
And she is going to hobble her way over to XT. And XT, she says to you,
"I'm 30 feet in the air."
Oh, that's right. Okay. Let me give you wings.
Go after my image.
Hold on. Since you are up in the air... She is going to shoot a magic missile at you.
Uh-oh. He's gone, so I'll react for him. What?
No, I think he's shooting at...
I'm shooting at 17, yep.
Right?
Yep.
Too many people up in the air.
Three damage?
It's the first one. Whoops, that's not right. That's 7 damage from the magic missile.
You little groat.
after that, seeing Widow Groat attack you, Luke, these villagers are going to start swarming up underneath you. And... they're saying things like, "You left us behind! How could you leave us here?" They seem kind of like out of their mind. Angry.
Better not be where I came from. As I'm looking down at them, do I see Ada?
She does not seem to be in the crowd. Okay.
Climbing at you, too.
Yep. a third hag, even worse than the rest, steps through a interdimensional portal. Baggy Nana has entered the battlefield.
Baggy Nana?
She is going to mosey on up over here.
She looks like swine on a stick over top of fire.
She casts Mirror Image.
Man, these people are magical.
Yeah. Magical hags. She splits into four versions of herself.
Are these the hags that were on the canvas?
Yep.
Yes.
Nice.
A bit uglier than before.
Yeah, I was going to say they looked better on the canvas.
XT-17. Murderer killed a villager.
I'll get out of here. I
cannot believe him.
I'm gonna be looking around. Does Peggy look like she has a child's arm hanging out of her for real?
No. I mean, she does. Looks like she has a sack of body pieces, but you don't think it's specifically him.
Okay. But I don't see any children. I don't see him
anywhere. That's right. You don't see him anywhere.
Chick is ugly, man.
Yeah. we're gonna go here with 18, and 18's gonna attack twice. First attack.
Why does she have these misty things? Why does Baggy Nana have these misty things?
She casts a Mirror Image.
13 slashing damage.
Okay.
Against Peggy. Second attack. A critical miss. About a 9.
Okay. You attack at this hag, and her immense magical prowess gives her resistance against your non-magical attacks.
Bonus action to... Man, I don't even want to do that because...
Stop. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hit that.
All right. I'm gonna fly over here. And I'm going to say, Gooflin, take out the little guys. You seem to have the magic touch.
The magic touch.
My bonus action is going to be able to be attack again on her with 18.
Okay.
13.
A 13 will miss.
What? So I only did 6 damage.
Yep.
That's real unfortunate. All right, that's going to be my whole turn. I'm standing right next to Yenny in the air. Well, floating right next to the Yenny.
Man, this is not
how come
good.
You can't fly?
Okay, after X-Teen is Gooflin.
I'll try to make my call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
That's a miss by one.
Yikes.
Whoa, let's not say yikes. It's a miss by one, okay?
Hey, did Peggy Deadbells take a turn while I was changing the laundry?
No.
No, that's just the other two witches did.
I'm going to use a key point to disengage.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Move over to these horde of little people.
Oh no, Gooflin!
Actually, I'm.
I had a sick AoE spell ready.
Oh, you say that as your reaction?
Yeah. Don't stand there when you're done.
Does it kill them?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're gonna do that, I don't have to move there, but you'd have to use your reaction to let me know.
No,
I'm going to use my reaction.
You don't have to use your reaction. That's too much.
Ah, okay. I don't want to cheat. Okay, well, then I won't take a key point there, but I will just go ahead and knock around these two in front of me. These are the projections of her?
No, the projections are down here. Those are villagers that are corrupted.
Yeah, who are these?
Those are villagers.
Oh, those are just plain old villagers.
Yep.
Okay, I will smack one over the head.
Okay.
~19 for 6.
You kill him.
No.
He is unconscious.
Knock the other one in the head. 17 for 5.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah, these guys don't have much. No. And then I go ahead and run over to Baggy Nana.
Oh, yeah. There's 4 of her.
4 of her? I only see 1.
She casted mirror image, so in her spot, there's 4 versions of her. You have to find the right one.
Oh, I don't know the right one?
That's right. So mirror image... When you attack, if you hit, I roll a dice to see if you hit the right one. If you don't hit the right one, one of them goes away, and the next time it's easier to hit.
Okay, I'm not going to mess with her then.
Okay.
I'm going to go up to the one that's making my blood boil.
Okay.
Peggy dead balls.
Dead balls.
Oh, yeah,
for a bit. I will use a key point to do flurry blows. 4 extra attacks here. That's a critical again!
Whoa!
Yes!
For 8
bludgeoning. And the second attack is only a 10.
Okay. Peggy Deadbells has taken a bit of damage. She's looking a little hurt.
I wasted that spell. Contagion sucks.
After that first one hit, let's see.
I tried to let you switch it.
No, I switched the fire shield. Are you telling me not to use contagion?
I didn't think you'd, after realizing that, I thought you would say, oh, I'll cast something different. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to, that first one that hit, I'm going to use a key point to try stun.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, Eric. A 10?
What are you sorry about?
She got a 10?
Yeah, 10 and a critical.
She has a +4.
Oh, that's not very good.
Oh, wait, right, she's poisoned. As well, so I think that would make it a disadvantage.
Well, she
so got crit miss, and I didn't do it on purpose, though.
Contagion is the best spell, dude. We just figured that out.
You told me that it's a terrible spell, and so he's going to give you poison for it.
So she is right. Stunned
and poisoned,
and it lasts for 1 round.
Yes. Let me pull it up here. It says stun until the end of my next turn.
Okay. That's massive. That's Pudding King again.
That's it.
That's your turn? Alright. Peggy is going to go, but she does not have a turn. So it is Jordan's turn.
Whoops.
She has to make a con save.
See if she can do it again.
At disadvantage. Just beat a 17.
17? Holy moly.
That's my DC.
Yeah. Or no, sorry. It's disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks, but not saving throws.
Okay.
11 still, man. She sucks.
All right, that's 1 fail. She fails 2 more times. We sure got her with that disease, man.
Let's see. There we go. That's 1 fail.
Water boy.
Your turn, Ninny.
Still floating. I am going to... cast confusion.
That's big.
Each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere, center at the point I choose, spell assaults and twists creatures of mine, spawning delusions, provoking uncontrolled action. Each creature must succeed at a wisdom saving throw when I cast the spell or be affected by it.
All right. Wisdom save for everybody inside there?
Yep.
Okay.
Including Widow Groat.
Including Widow Groat.
And what happens if they fail?
They roll a d10 on every one of their turns. On anything but a 9 or 10, they basically do nothing.
That's amazing.
Widow Groat gonna have confusion throat.
Okay, so there are 4 villagers in there.
4 villagers, yep. And a Widow Groat, yeah.
Not a Widow Groat, the Widow Groat.
The Widow Groat.
One and only.
Whoa.
For each and every one of them.
Oh, okay. So, two of the villagers are not affected.
So weird.
It's wild. What do they roll? Do they have a wisdom modifier? +0.
+0.
19 to 17.
Digital dice. Sorry.
All right. What's Widow rolling? I feel like she has a wisdom modifier.
Hold on. Let me fix this.
Fighting music's back.
Better not be in her character sheet changing her stats real quick.
Some good music, though. Just doesn't fit with fighting.
Can I hear any music right now?
No, I just hear the silence of confusion.
I should do it. Okay. Widow Groat still has to go. Wisdom save.
No whammies.
Jordan, don't be mad.
Big bucks, no whammies. Oh, she has advantage on saving throws.
Okay. Wait, so she's resistant to non-magical damage, but also resistant to magical effects?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
Very magical.
Makes sense.
Magical almost lady. As if she's a magical being.
Sorry, well,
we don't know if all of them are resistant to non-magical.
That's her specialty. She's special like that. They're all special ladies. They all have their strengths, you know?
Okay, advantage wisdom. 16.
She failed!
Wow!
She gained a 17!
That doesn't right, take effect so, until their turn, right?
Yeah, so they're affected by it. So at the start of their turn, they roll a d10. On a 1, they move their full movement in a random direction. On a 2 through a 6, the creature doesn't take an action. Mm-hmm. On a 7 or 8, they make a random melee attack against a creature within range. And on a 9 or a 10, they act normally. And then any time on their turn, at the end of any of their turns, they can attempt a wisdom saving throw to break the confusion.
Okay. At the end of their turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you should have rolled them on again there, Steve.
Why?
It seems like a lot of rolls for individual ones.
It's only 4. It's fine. I'm only affected 2.
And I'm staying in the dragon form so that I can, because I get advantage on, or no, I get special effects on maintaining concentration. So it lasts for a minute unless they break out of it.
Okay.
I maintain concentration.
Go ahead and roll for Widow Groat.
Oh, I think she rolls, but I'll roll it.
It's more exciting.
Your spell.
9. Great, so she acts normally.
That's she normal. Acts normally. Oh, my God.
It's not broken yet. She still has to do a wisdom saving throw to break it, but...
No, she could have ran off into the fire.
Are you flying there, Yinny?
Yeah.
All right. She's going to do the same thing as before. A magic missile. 9 damage for a magic missile. And
that automatically hits.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Widow Groat has to do her thing. 21.
Yeah, she breaks out of it.
Okay. It's a good try.
It was good effort.
All right. Keep doing cool stuff that really falls flat.
roll two more.
Spellcasters.
Roll two more D10s, Jordan.
Either really awesome or not.
Wow, so it acts normally and it does nothing.
rough spell.
Why am I rolling these dice? I feel
worse. Alright, this guy is going to go up here. This one will have to dash. So we'll, this one.
Get out of here. Get out of here, villagers. Takes a village.
There are no other villagers, so the one that didn't have to dash is going to club Gooflin. The 15?
Miss.
Okay, that brings us back to the top. Baggy Nana, who is going to go after Gooflin. She goes over to here, and just like Peggy Deadbells, she unfurls long tendril-like strands of hair that are covered in blood. Gross. She's going to try to grab at you with her tentacle hair.
Maybe it's just she's trying to dye her hair red. Yeah, that will hit.
15 piercing damage.
That's a whopper.
And you are grappled in the hair.
In the, wait, grappled in where?
The hair.
Grappled in the hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Not my hair.
In her hair, yeah.
That was 15.
She's all up in your business.
Why everything in this game grapples?
Yes, definitely.
Do I need to?
Welcome to high level play.
This is a need to roll concentration for spell I did on this lady here.
The stunning strike? No.
Oh yeah, that's right. Man, oh, this is grapple this, grapple that.
That goes to XT17.
So when I hit Peggy, does it look like it was something that the hag had specifically, or it's they all look the same?
The resistance?
Like they're all going to be magically resistant.
Yeah. I guess you would assume, right?
Okay. That's fine. 18's going to go crazy on Peggy.
Advantage.
Yeah.
Automatic crit.
No, not automatic crit.
She's stunned, right? That's what the... Remember the Pudding King? That's what happened last time.
It just says they're incapacitated.
Yeah, incapacitated means instant crit.
No, it just means incapacitated is creature can't take actions or reactions.
Oh, did we do that wrong that time then?
It's unconscious. Unconscious is the automatic crit.
Can't move. Ah, I see. Okay, good call. Advantage.
Right. No, they just have advantage. Yep. Oh, critical hit. There it is. Yeah, unconscious. So it's just advantage. All right, advantage. Great sword. Strike number one.
Oh, critical. It works.
Oh. Roll one. I get to re-roll two dice. Yeah. 8 plus 6 is 14, plus 8 is 22.
22 damage.
Oh, that's at least 11. That's good. Yeah. And another one.
Almost.
Oh, so close. Do I get a reroll? Nope. 13 more slashing damage, so 6 more.
Okay.
18 is so frustrated at the fact that this witch is not falling, that 18 is going to go again and attack again. 18. I get to reroll one of those. Or 13 more slash, so another 6 slashing damage after resistance.
Okay.
Then 18's going to action surge.
Oh, here it comes. Gun. Power up.
Get this done right now. And another attack. Another 18. And one more reroll. 11 damage, so 5 more. And then because of sweet, sweet Gooflin's power,
woo,
I get another advantage. Another 19 and another reroll.
Oh!
14. So that's 7 more slashing. Is she still up?
She's still alive.
I will bonus action again! 6 attacks in one turn! Take it!
Amazing.
Critical!
Another one!
22?
Yes. Alright, so that's going to be 22 more damage. So another 11 slashing. Come on, she's got to be dead. What?
She's looking hurt.
Hey, guys, that was like the best that could ever happen right there.
You did a lot of damage.
You, maybe. From you.
I think I'm going to go ahead and fly 31. I'm going to fly up here. Oh, I'm in trouble because I'm yelling.
That Bells was already looking like she was hurt.
I thought so too, but obviously not.
I was just saying that so you guys would keep attacking her. She's been hurt. As I was saying, she's been hurt, so attack her.
Alright.
She looks hurt now. Gooflin is up.
She just looks hurt.
Yeah, she looks hurt, yeah. Alright, are you trying to get out of the grapple, or are you going to stay in the hair?
I give a little smirk to Baggy Nana. And I cast Misty Step.
Oh, nice.
And appear right behind her.
Very nice.
I then throw down ball bearings onto the ground to see which one of them slips.
What?
I toss ball bearings down at her feet and see which one of her images slips.
If she slips, they all slip. They're like,
oh,
they're mirror images.
Throw the ball bearings through them and see if they like flicker. If one bounces off, are they tangible things?
It would be your action to do that if you want to do it.
Hmm. You really like, man, that was so cool. And then
I throw ball bearings at her.
Just leg sweep them all.
Yeah. It's been nice. Like, they all slipped, but then when they landed, then they disappeared, and then the real one was there.
Or go after the one that's been beaten up is still alive.
Yeah. I think the one that grappled me with her hair is the real one.
Okay.
All right, so because I can't do that, that was just the bonus action from Misty Step. I'm just going to go ahead with the unarmed strike then behind her as I appear behind her. And I'll go after the one that appeared to grapple me with her hair.
Okay.
That's a critical miss. First attack. Second attack's 22 for 9 bludgeoning.
Okay, I'm going to roll a d20. Okay, if she gets a 5 or lower, you hit the real one.
A 5 or lower?
Yep. So you hit a fake one, but now there's only two mirrors.
So now it's a 10 or lower next time?
Yep. Or no, I'm sorry. Me. What was that?
What was that?
No, it'll be seven. A lower.
Okay. And then I'll use Flurry of Blows to start thinning the herd.
It's a bonus action, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me check.
Misty's
no, he's right. Yeah, Misty Step was already used. I know I have something in here. We'll say that's the end of my turn instead of me looking around.
Okay. Peggy Deadbells is going to go. She will be out of her stun. But she has to roll a, it's a con for the contagion. She got a 20, so she has one success. she is going to attack XT-18. With a claw, critical miss.
Yes.
And a 27.
What? What do you mean a 27?
14 slashing damage. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, wait. That was supposed to be disadvantage because she's poisoned still.
So, critical miss.
Yeah, first one's a crit miss. Another critical miss. Holy moly. Contagion is the best spell ever.
Contagion. Look at Contagion go.
Yenny.
Wait, did she succeed once?
Yep.
No.
She succeeded at the con. Yeah.
Yeah.
what? It just crit missed twice. It's your turn, Yenny.
Alright.
And it's not even concentration.
It's not.
I would assume it's not, right?
No, confusion is concentration.
Right.
Contagion is not. It lasts 7 days, so even if they, ran away, they would just get, sick and die later.
If they fail three times.
Yeah. Okay. It's my turn?
Yep.
We will... I mean, do we care if I break concentration on confusion at this point? It's affecting two ones.
Oh, yeah.
We will... Guiding Bolt Willow Groat.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, use your ultimate spell slot. Get him.
It's a hit for 11 damage.
Radiant.
And then I will descend.
Okay.
And turn into my archer.
And then what? Oh.
Archer bolt her, but it's a 13.
Advantage.
Why do I have advantage? Oh, because guiding bolt.
Mm-hmm. Set yourself up. Ooh, that's rough.
He said, I mean, because of guiding bolt. Obviously.
Anything else, Jordan?
Nope.
Okay. Widow Groat, now that you've landed, is going to approach. And she will use her blood-drinking hair. Seventeen piercing damage, and you are grappled.
What
was Samson?
Yenny, did you attack Widow or Peggy?
Widow.
When?
With the guiding bolt.
Widow.
Oh.
I don't think he can hit Peggy. Surrounded by villagers.
Okay. Did you drop concentration on your other one? Or is it still up?
Yeah, confusion's gone.
Okay.
Well, technically I haven't had to drop concentration, so yeah. No.
Okay, roll two d10s.
Maybe low this time.
There we go.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah, they both do nothing.
Nice.
What? They roll low or high, they do nothing?
No, if they roll high, they act normally. They take no action this turn because they rolled low. They're confused.
Oh, you said they do nothing, as if... Okay. Not the spell does nothing.
Those confused villagers take no action.
Ah, that's better.
Two villagers are going to try to attack XG-18.
Oh, the second one hits it.
Yikes.
For two bludgeoning damage.
I'm going to use my reaction to attack the one that attacked 18.
Oh!
Death by a thousand bludgeonings.
Oops, I'm...
Take the 15?
Roll on advantage.
Are you slashing him?
I'm not knocking him unconscious.
Alright, you successfully do so.
That's first.
So there's three more of them left.
That was all the villagers. Baggy Nana is gonna try to get you again, Eric.
Hmm.
The 22 damage.
Oh boy. 22 damage. That's no good, bro.
And you are in the strands of hair again, grappled. Luke is up.
I'm gonna fly down. Bonus action, apply my poison.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack Peggy.
Nice. You using your Ikla?
Oh. No, I don't know why I did that.
It's okay, you can keep the roll if you want.
I'll re-roll one of the twos. Still got a two, so 8 + 4 = 12 slashing damage on her.
12 slashing. How much poison?
You have to roll con save.
Oh.
That is a fail. So, oops. It's two of those. That's going to be 11 poison damage.
Nice.
I have a question about the blood drinking hair.
Sure.
So 12 slashing, 11 poison. She's still up?
Yes.
Get out of here. Second attack. 13 to hit.
Nope.
Man, I gotta subtract the poison. I'm done.
What's your question, Eric?
I think it's too late now.
Okay. After XT is Gooflin. You gonna attack or get out of the hair?
Well, am I fully grappled that I can't attack?
No, you can either attack and stay where you are, or break the grapple and run away.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just attack her. I'll swing at one of them. 22 for 6.
Okay.
What happens? We know which one's hurt now, right?
Yep. Okay. She takes 6 damage. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. She doesn't take damage. Oh. I need to roll the d20. Let's see.
You said it had to be 7 or less, right?
Yep.
Must roll an 8 or higher.
Yep.
I rolled an 8.
No, she rolled.
She has to roll an 8. Eight, all right.
Yeah, so she got it. She has one more duplicate.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go ahead and use Flurry of Blows, so we'll do it again here, key point. That's a crit miss.
Okay.
For the first blow. And a 12! Oh, Kuflin's struggling with this hair.
Oh no, Eric. Oh no.
His hair's all over the place.
Alright. Peggy Deadbelt goes. She's gonna roll her con.
Let me look at one more thing.
Hmm?
Let me look at one more thing here. Okay, go ahead.
She saves another con. Only one more to go.
Miss Peggy Dippies.
And Luke, you're no longer flying, right?
I'm on the ground.
She's going to try to grab you. Yep.
We must focus fire!
27 piercing damage. And you're grappled.
We're all attacking a different witch.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
We're really good at this game. Yeah, we should know this, but
Yenny is up.
Why are we spread out?
Guy, all three of you are grappled. This is rough.
You succeeded twice.
Yep.
This is stupid.
She is like a powerful hag, so
yeah. Whatever. Dude, I'm so useless against her because, like, all my spells are like, make a con save, but she gets advantage on all that stuff because it's like effects to a spell, right?
Yep.
That's tough. I guess I will.
Steven, have you been making my blood boil?
Oh yeah, no, I haven't.
Or did she lose that concentration? She has to roll that, or
I'll just say
what is it? Break out of grapple.
It is going to be
strength save of
escape DC 15 strength check or athletics or dex, I think.
I can use dex?
I believe so.
Hacking the mainframe.
How many
strength, athletics, or acrobatics?
How many mirror images does Baggy have left?
One.
Just one.
It says right next to her face.
Okay. I will attempting to break out's an action, right?
It is an action. Do you want to change your sorry form? That's the first thing.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to guidance bolt her again.
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah, it's a range spell.
Alright, I'm going to try to break away.
Okay.
I'm going to use acrobatics.
Alright, do you want to omen yourself? Oh, you don't need to. You did it.
Did it.
No longer grappled.
And I'm going to run my full 30 feet, probably.
She's going to try to get you. The claw. 22.
Oh,
19 ouch. Slashing.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Would my feet that I posted...
You posted feet?
Say, yeah, I posted my feet. Send me money. Is it... Do you read it as I cast either or I can cast... Both of them.
You can cast both of them once.
Okay.
Once each.
I will... So that's my action and my move. So as a bonus action, I can throw an arrow. I'll throw it at Baggy Nana.
Okay.
Try to break that last mirror image.
Okay.
See, you pinging her, Luke, but I'm trying to get rid of this mirror.
She's almost in!
12 misses.
Dude, this archer form sucks. It doesn't get any bonus, just my dex. Is that right?
Oh, no.
You make a ranged spell attack.
Spell attack? That's plus 9.
I've been rolling that wrong this whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoopee.
So that's actually an 18.
Yeah.
So that hits.
Make a spell attack. Let's go to spells and hit.
No, I'll fix it for you here.
So all of those archer misses this session. Oh man. Alright, well that hits. So she has to roll her mirror image.
Okay. Mirror image. She only has one left.
Yay.
One duplicate. I have to get an 11 or higher. What was the result?
9.
Okay.
Defense is down.
You hit her directly.
Cool. 11 radiant damage.
Okay.
You're doing it.
She still has one left.
What?
Yeah, he did
one left last time.
He hit her directly. He didn't hit the duplicate. If he hit the duplicate, it would go away. No.
So they shuffle around after his...
Yeah. It's a mirage. Anything else, Jordan?
No, that's all I can do.
Okay. Widow Groat. Widow Groat is going to call out to you, Yenny. She says,
"You cannot escape."
And she is going to call for your blood, just like she did to Gooflin.
Been there.
Make a constitution saving throw, please.
Quick, cover up your blood.
A 19. You resist the control over that she has over your blood.
Get off me.
Roll 2 d10s, Jordan.
Why?
There's still 2 confused people.
Oh, yeah. A 9 and a 1.
All right. What happens?
So the 1, they move their full movement in a random direction.
Okay.
9, they take their normal action.
I'm going to roll a d8. So 1 is north. It'd be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It goes east. Pretty much all the way out of there. And what's the other one do?
Normal action.
Normal action? Okay. They're going to try to gang up on is 17. It's an 18 hit, Luke.
Oh, come on.
3 bludgeoning damage.
3 bludgeoning.
With a club.
Just stubs his toe.
All right. Eric, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You stayed in the grapple.
I did. Do I get electrocuted by the bloody hair?
Her tendrils dig into your skin. She uses her blood drinking ability.
She's drinking my blood, y'all.
You are going to take 2d8 plus 3. Take 11 necrotic damage.
Got a crit miss there.
Yeah.
I can do that math.
And she is going to heal 5 as she drinks up your blood.
That's gross, yo.
That's 5. XT, you are grappled still. But it's your turn.
How bad is Peppy Pep?
Peppy to Pep. She looks a little hardy still.
So what you're saying is we're all dead.
She's holding her own. Be cool if you got some help.
It'd be awesome if there was an arrow that came shooting over.
Kill one of my goodness. Get out of here.
I will. That's going to be a lot of healing if I don't break out of this grapple, so. I'm going to have to strength check out of this.
Okay. Boom. As if it was a question.
7.
And then I'm going to bonus action. 18. Over here. And that's going to be it.
He goes over there.
Okay. Yep.
Gooflin, you're up.
Okay. This is hard because I get an extra attack, so if I just attempt to get out of the grapple, then I don't get to do anything else unless I use a key point. I will attempt to get out of the grapple.
Okay.
I'm going to use acrobatics. 15.
I think that makes... No, no, it doesn't. I think it's a 16.
Wow.
Nope, sorry. Escape DC 15. You're out.
Woo!
No more hair.
All right. I'm going to use a key point for Flurry of Blows.
Oh, nice.
It's only an 11 for the first one. Second one. Oh, gosh.
13 for the third one.
No, I don't have a third one. Oh, this hurts. Let's see. That's a bonus.
Eric, you wouldn't be able to flurry of blows because you have to attack first. So you can still use your bonus action for something else if you want. You can recon that.
I guess since I can't really do anything else, I'll do patient defense and I'll use a key point to take a dodge action.
A dodge action? He's wild. Get out of there, Eric! Can't take him on.
And then I can move, right? I'm ungrappled.
Oh, yeah, you can move, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so I have the dodge action. I'll go... I don't want to be in anybody's way here. Are you flying back here, Luke?
No. I'm... holding my ground against three of them.
So I'm in... No, 18.
Oh, 18's just 7.
Okay. I'm not going to be in his way if I'm there, right?
Nope.
Alright, I go there. Still have that dodge action.
Right. She's going to disadvantage attack. A 23
for a disadvantage.
13 damage. Baggy Nana with a opportunity.
All for the... All
right. Yeah.
Is that 13 slashing?
That's looking pretty bad. 13
slashing.
Very bad.
Why don't you disengage, Eric?
Yenny, we need you.
Why didn't she have disadvantage? I had to take it.
Peggy Deadbells is going to roll her con. If she makes it, she's no longer poisoned. She fails. Another fail. She's still poisoned.
We're almost there, boys. We're almost there.
What?
Did Gufon take his 13 damage?
No, I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
She's going to... Oh, man. She's going to try to grab 17. Disadvantage.
Get away from me.
22.
What is going on?
Wow. Above 20s for disadvantage. This is rough.
Oh, and it does damage on top of it.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad.
Grappled again.
This is what we deserve.
I'm finally feeling a little bit of pain here.
Yep.
Finally? I'm feeling a lot of pain.
What happened to my... Why can't I measure distance anymore? Disappeared.
You selected?
Well, you're gone. You died.
You drawn stuff.
Yeah, I lost my ruler.
Hope you find it.
Me too.
Okay, your dead bells went. It's your turn, Yenny.
Yanni.
Ooh, what is that?
It's just a square.
How much do we care about these village people?
They seem pretty friendly and they sing a lot.
I'm gonna move back first.
You can get her in the square without actually hurting them, right?
Yeah, but I'm also trying to make it harder for her to
get us.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to hit one village person.
Okay.
I'm erupting earth. So it's not a magical damage. I'm just, it's a dexterity save.
Sure. Dex save. Seventeen.
What in the world? He's a big fat hag. How did she roll 17? She has a +3 to dex.
Hey, this stat block I did not make. Don't ask me.
My goodness. All right. Well, she takes 8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to throw a archery thing at her.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Lucas got to be so mad.
Is he going to die?
There is almost a dead hag and you're sitting here attacking the full health one.
Yeah. Because you guys got her.
A hurt hag is just as dangerous as a healthy hag.
Did you fix my archery form?
Yeah.
It only shows +4 still.
Have you closed your character sheet since I did that?
No.
Archer form.
It's a ranged spell attack.
Oh, yeah, it's weird. I put spell in. It should be +9? Right?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Sure, we'll do that then. There you go.
I'm going to do that to her.
Spell attack bonus, yeah. Okay.
Alright, cool.
Oh, it's adding your spell mod. Okay, that's why. Got it. Attacking Baggy Nana?
Baggy Nana.
Okay. 12 radiant damage.
Does she still have a mirror image?
Oh, shoot. I forgot. Let me roll it.
Oh, my God.
You hit the mirror image.
Of course I did.
But that's the last one.
Until she casts it again.
Well, I got that raw the way.
Alright, that's me.
Okay, after any... Widow Groat will go. And... she is going to walk on over to here, and you see...
I lost concentration on... Nope, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
She's going to walk over to here to this villager, and with her tendrils, drain its blood to heal.
Ooh, she's draining the villager's blood. Interesting.
Roll a d10, Jordan.
The orange square is difficult terrain, by the way.
Okay.
Need 2 d10s?
No, just the one.
Did one of them die or something? Or get knocked unconscious?
It must have.
6. They do not take an action.
Okay. The other one misses 17.
Who was it attacking?
17. Baggy Nana is going to walk up to here.
Got a dash.
Nope. She has 30 feet, so it would be just 20 feet to get there. And she's gonna try to get you, Eric.
Bye, Eric!
Still have the dodge.
Okay, disadvantage. Let's see. 20.
Gosh.
14 piercing damage.
She was able to move. It's difficult terrain. It's only half her movement, though, right?
Yep.
Oh, there's a big X on him.
Eric is
there is indeed
unconscious.
Gooflin falls down.
Yanny?
Luke, it's your turn.
I see my friend Gooflin fall to the ground. And I do everything in my power to do something, which isn't a whole lot. So I attack twice on Peggy.
Okay.
First attack. Critical!
Oh, man.
What did I say?
What we need right there.
I reroll one of them. Oh, six, yes. That's four more damage. That's 24 damage.
There you go.
Flashing damage.
That should knock her down, right?
No, because it's not magical and it's not hurting her. She's still up?
Mm-hmm.
Second attack. Almost a critical again.
Almost.
15 more slashing damage.
Okay.
She's still up?
Yep.
My goodness.
Good.
These hags do not die.
Yeah, I switched spots with...
Nice move. I knew you were going to do that.
Get me out of there. And 18... stay right there, and then I'm gonna go ahead and go behind Yanny. Do something!
He's running away.
Do something. He says, I move the earth.
You know what? I'm not gonna do that. I teleport, that's 15. I'm gonna go flying 15 feet. Yeah, I'm just gonna go straight up in the air.
Alright.
Straight up goes XD.
Eric, roll your first death save.
Doing it. Can't believe I had dodge. And you keep hitting 20s or higher on dodges. Death save.
Come on.
That's a save. They gave me this body and now they don't want me to have it. I miss the ants.
They're dead over here. They need to switch back in my head.
Yeah, maybe.
Peggy Deadbells is going to latch on to this villager with her blood-drinking hair.
This is what happens when we don't kill the villagers.
And I'm glad that we didn't kill them. That's really good.
Yanny is up.
Oh, she has to do her con save.
Oh, that's right. Peggy... No longer poisoned.
What a worthless spell.
It poisoned her for like...
That was pretty good. So she gained some health, and it's Yanny's turn.
I contagion her.
Yeah, so she just gained probably twice as much as what I've done in the last three rounds.
No, the commoners only have like four health. She's not healing too much.
Whose turn is it?
Mine. Yanny's.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine. Oh.
I don't see us getting out of this one.
Not either. Aura Vitality. I'll heal Eric for 2d6.
Do you want to change into your chalice form before you do that?
We said, remember, I'm not healing with a targeted spell, so I can't.
But you can chalice, do it. Right? You can do it on the first one, just not the follow-up ones.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll change into a chalice for this turn.
What's your? How big is your aura?
It's a 30-foot radius.
Okay.
So it's 60 feet wide.
There you go.
Does that move with me now?
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet.
Is that concentration?
It is. So I lose the confusion spell. But I'll do 2d6.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
And then my chalice will add another d8. But I'm actually going to d8 myself.
What?
Dude, I have 6 HP. What? All right, so Eric would get 4.
Oh, jeez.
I rolled a 3 and a 1. And I'll get 7. I'm pretty sure this is going
to
be 8.
Yeah, I think this robot's leaving to live another day.
Says just the most health.
Can we even leave? We're in like this otherworldly plane. Look at all this mist around us. Like, where are you going to go?
Straight up.
Flying straight up. That's all I can do. That's my bonus action and everything.
Eric, you have 4 health back.
I'll move a little further to
here. I'm back up, baby.
That's my turn.
You have a guardian angel icon on your player? What is that? Oh, you're flying.
That's yeah, I'm flying 15 feet in there.
Widow Groat is up. She is going to
go up to here. Did we kill one of the hags?
No.
Where's the third one at?
Here.
All around us.
Oh, her name's gone.
She's going to claw at XT 18.
I might have lost control of my thing. I accidentally backed out of the game.
Okay. Rage quit.
Rage quit.
I'm doing stupid campaign. No, I still have control.
Widow Groat does a claw against XT 18. A 19 puts him away. And then these villagers are going to go after 17.
Up in the air.
You're up in the air?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, they're going after Eric then.
This stupid.
Leaving his, miss. The tank is leaving his friends behind again.
Come on, crit miss.
They're only commoners. They're not going to do much.
He has 4 HP.
12 misses. 12 misses again.
Hey.
Is that what I have for?
Yep.
Yeah, I gave you 4 HP. Okay. Drink a health pot and run.
Health pot. I have a very small health pot.
Luke, you're going to get some magic missiles.
Yep.
11 damage. Force damage. And it is Luke's turn.
I gotta kill Peggy.
You're the one that's hurt the most?
Yep.
Yep.
She has to be almost dead.
No, she just healed back up.
What? She sucked somebody's blood?
Yep.
Maybe if we kill one, they all get weaker.
Maybe. You gotta reroll both of those.
Maybe we should go back to our original plan of hugging them.
That's gonna be 13 slashing damage.
Okay.
Second attack. You reroll both of those.
Ooh.
12 slashing damage.
Nice.
Maximum.
Just barely, yep.
Bonus action.
She's looking really hurt.
Bring XT back in. I'm done.
Okay, Eric, you are prone with 4 health. What do you do?
I'll stand up.
How much movement
are you think I'm using for that?
It'll probably just be 15. Half. No, half is too much.
Okay. Okay, let's do... I'll stand up, and I will take a slash at...
You're staying in the fight! Run away, Gooflin!
What's her name?
Run away! Okay.
All right, we're going to do unarmed strike. Come on, baby. 24 for 6 of bludgeoning!
All right. Still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going back to chat and checking how much damage she's taking.
Second attack. Come on, baby. This is it.
Oh, critical!
How many crits are you going to get?
So many.
Hey, you know his attacks are magical, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, okay.
I only mentioned that for Luke.
11 bludgeoning?
All right, Eric.
Come on, baby.
With a critical hit and 11 damage. She's still alive. Fudge it. I'm just kidding. She's dead. How do you kill her?
You better fudge it.
She's dead?
Yep. Do you want to just punch her, Eric, or what happens?
Oh, no. I snapped off that nose of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I stabbed her underbelly, and I watched all the blood she stole from others, just different colors, just pour out from me.
Oh, nice.
Different colors?
And then I'm going to use a key point.
Is there anything weird to happen to the others when she dies?
He's not going to tell you.
God's are in trouble.
I'm going to use a key point to Step of the Wind and take a free disengage action.
There you go.
Luke, how hurt are you?
15 movement. I still have 40 left.
Survivable.
We're going to...
I can tank a little longer.
We're going to go all the way out here.
Whoa, he's running away.
I got 4, guys. Let me figure this out. That's my turn.
You better be close enough that you can help.
I am close enough. I have 55 movement.
Peggy Dead Bells is dead, which skips us to Yenny's turn.
That's how you do it, boys. That's how you do it.
Heal us?
I will heal you or Eric.
Him. I'm out of combat.
No, we need you back.
I'm out of combat.
I gotta run all the way over here and then...
Protect him!
Jeez.
Alright, I'll heal Eric.
Boo.
He's still 30 feet. Technically.
Give him your mega spell. Do something.
I'm upkeeping this one for now.
Oh.
Ooh.
In the world, dude.
I get free health out of that, or what?
Yeah.
Wow, thank you for all of your help.
Hey, you're at 7 now. That's
best. You're healing Orton. My goodness.
You could take a clubbing from that commoner there.
I know.
Oh, I meant to switch to Archer. Did I say that?
And you can, though, if you want.
And then I'm going to throw an arrow at Baggy Nana.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, Baggy Nana is the more hurt of the two. She's taking more damage.
Okay, hold on. Is that?
Oh, yeah, taking a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. She's baggy, though.
If only I was
It's only a bonus action to heal with Aura Vitality once it's up. So, does Healing Word take concentration?
No.
All right, then.
But they're both. But they're both bonus actions.
Oh, Healing Word's a bonus action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have another heal spell.
You don't have Cure Wounds?
No, I didn't take it. I could have taken mass cure wounds and I didn't. I took contagion instead.
Oh, man. What a play.
Contagion is better than it is.
Hey, that's play the game right there.
Okay. Well, then I will Guiding Bolt Baggy Nana.
Okay. You love that spell.
He loves it.
I only got one more use of it after this. I only get like four uses.
I hope you hit, though.
Oh, this is my last use of Guiding Bolt. So I will Guiding Bolt.
Ooh.
To hit.
Ooh.
That's gonna hit.
We all have ones and twos.
Ten damage.
Okay.
And then with advantage, I'll throw the arrow at her.
You didn't heal, Eric?
I what? Used the bonus action of aura to heal.
Yeah, I healed him.
You only get one bonus action, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else? Jordan?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
I'm getting nervous.
Me too.
Widow Groat is up. She's going to kind of hobble over on the here. Out of the way. And she points at Yenny. And she says...
Very good. Now we have space for another. Come, take your rightful place in our coven.
Doesn't even care that the one died.
I gotta say,
Jordan,
to me this seems like an absolute win. I gotta wait and not die today.
Yeah, we get it.
You're
doing some hacks.
Your crown starts to tingle. I want you to roll a wisdom save.
A wisdom save?
Take off that crown.
I thought I have to agree to the hag ritual.
Not when you're carrying around that jewel that you've been carrying around for a year.
The hag ritual is your backstory. It's already been done.
It's a 10.
You know the little gem you've been carrying around? Yeah, the thing that's controlling you right now? I tried to destroy.
Okay.
No, that thing's gone, right?
Oh, no. It's still there.
Hey, got a new one.
10.
Okay.
Throw it in the water.
You roll a 10. That's Widow Groat's turn.
Came over.
Wait, what does that mean? You rolled a 10.
These two commoners run up to you, Yenny. But
Meister, get ready.
Meister. But it looks like it's like World War Z, where it's like you're invisible to them. They are going to dash to get up to Gooflin.
Way to go, Yenny.
Way to go, Yenny. I'm gonna get bludgeoned to death by
you. All right. Eric's the one that lost his body.
And old grandma's gonna hit me right here.
The one that said we had to go back and kill the hags because the boy that doesn't even exist anymore. I'm just out here living, and now it's my fault. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna be one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna hit my knees.
Well, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm part of them. You guys aren't a fun party anymore.
I'm gonna be like a grandma mobster, just coming up and hit me with a baseball bat until I die.
Luke.
Baggy Nana, Widow Groat, and the Yen Meister. Just Jay chilling.
Luke, Baggy Nana points up at you with a wicked finger. And you're going to be really mad. She casts Ray of Enfeeblement.
Oh, no. I can't throw up. I don't eat anything, so sorry. Doesn't do anything to me.
A black beam of innervating energy springs from her finger. She's going to make a ranged melee attack if it hits.
I'm going to take that.
What?
I'm next to her. Disadvantage, please.
I thought you were flying.
No. I flew down and punched what's-her-name right in the face.
Okay. Well, then I won't go back on it. She'll still do it. I thought you were flying. Doesn't matter. She's going to do it anyways.
How much damage did it?
We'll find out.
No damage. But your strength attacks deal half damage.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're going to be so weak.
What do I have? Even lift? Well, you just have to make the attack.
It's an attack, yeah. So it's a d20 plus 7. Or. Oh.
What?
It says a 20.
Well, that's enough.
18. 18 to hit.
That's enough.
Man. That's enough.
Target deals only half damage with weapon attacks that use strength.
Use a con save.
Yep.
That's only at the end of my turn.
End of your turn.
Oh, I know. Quick, we gotta kill Baggy.
Oops, that man did that.
Hey, you would have done it. You wasted.
Well, Luke is up.
I'm up.
Yep. You have advantage against Baggy Nana.
Why do I have advantage?
The beam that Yenny did.
Guidance bolt. Oh. Say it right.
He's like, should I go after her or should I try to save?
The Yakawa is a versatile weapon, so I will be using that with Dex.
Oh, you metagamer.
Oh, yeah. I can feel my strength being pulled from my body.
Okay.
I'm more agile. He's gonna,
okay. Yeah, very precise.
I like it.
Although this doesn't say that I can use, it doesn't say anything about it. I get minus one to whatever I roll for here. 21.
21 hits.
Or 6 damage. And I can't re-roll it because it's
It would be 5 damage, right? Because it's dex.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Yep.
So 2 damage.
Man, maybe I should have just done my normal damage. That would have been halved and half.
Could have rerolled those.
About 2. Oh, I'm sorry. That's only half my turn. Well,
can you reroll the 2?
2, yeah. That's. I'm going to attack again. Minus 1. Oh, only 9 to hit that time.
It's okay. It's only half your turn.
I will bonus action. And I will teleport. And then I go my full movement. I look Yenny right in the eyes and I say, don't dare forsake us. Fight this.
Roll a con save, Luke.
Huh?
Con save.
Con save at the end of my turn.
Yep.
What does it do? Con save. Yeah!
Alright.
27, 27.
The spell ends.
Now he's strong again.
Gooflin is up.
Gooflin is going to go ahead and attack one of these villagers.
Okay.
Do you still have 7 health?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a critical!
Max damage. Or no, it's not.
12 bludgeoning. I'm sure he's down. I'm going to attack the other one. 13 for 6.
He's down as well.
And I'm going to run over.
Goofling, no matter what you do, it's no good.
Move down here. And I will use Hand of Healing. Which one of my fellow fighters looks hurt the most?
I'd say heal Yenny, but who knows if Yenny's still loyal to us or not.
Should I just heal myself? I'll heal myself.
Why are you guys standing so close to me now?
Don't stand so...
We're waiting for the AoE to wipe us out.
Oh, a massive 6 health. Love it.
Yeah, that's good.
That's better than I've healed you 2 turns, so...
Okay. I mean, it is better than probably I'd roll on a potion.
Is the potion a flat amount?
That would be the end of my... let me see. Hand of Healing. Okay. Yep, that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Yenny is up.
So what's going on with me?
Your crown's tingling.
That's it.
Yep.
Join us.
So I can give me any sort of direction here.
You don't feel any different. A little unnerved, maybe.
Okay. I am going to turn into my dragon form. So that gets me bonus to... Or is it, it's wisdom saves? Yeah. And then... I'll bonus action heal Eric.
4? 8! That's better.
That's pretty good.
We're getting there.
And I'm going to fly...
See ya.
Hey, do not have very many HP left, guys. I'm trying to get you guys healed up because my spells just don't seem to be doing much.
How much more magic prowess do you have?
Talking about spell slots? I can hit Erupting Earth a couple more times. I can put a wall of fire out.
A wall of fire.
Wall of fire saved it before. It's gonna be Widow Groat.
Can Moonbeam.
She will go 30 feet to here. Actually, no, she's not gonna do that. She is
her hair back and forth.
She is going to cast a spell.
All hexbloods in the area are now bad guys.
What happens? Actually, yeah, she's going to cast a spell. And she casts Plane Shift.
Shifting the planes.
And she kind of yells out and says,
"You may live. But I won't get to give you the pleasure of killing us."
She join hands with Baggy.
No, she disappears. She disappears. All the commoners are down. And Baggy Nana is going to do the same thing, stepping into the ethereal plane.
Say what?
You let them go!
Are you sending this because you want to go to bed?
Nope.
Say what? What just happened?
Well, they're there for 2 days, so...
No, they can do that twice a day. That brings you with
Wait.
No more.
I want to roll.
Did they have a metal rod where 250 GP?
I want to roll a dex to grab Baggy Hand's nail with 18.
Wait, what's
her grab her nail?
Grab her hand.
Grab old bag of nail.
Hand's nail.
a willing creature.
What are you talking about?
She's too fast. You can't react that fast.
Yeah, that...
You want to grab the hand of Baggy Nana when she did the...
Oh, well, nope. You can't go to the witch realm.
Can I go?
Witch realm.
No, maybe someday.
Which realm is the witch realm?
So these... You guys are still in this mist with all of these... mind-controlled villagers. What do you guys... Yeah, unconscious mind-controlled villagers. What's your plan?
I need to... I'll go around to each and every one of them and knock them over the head one more time just to make sure they stay down for another 3 hours.
Double tap? Okay. Do you really do that?
No. They should be down for at least another hour or two.
Yeah, for a while.
Okay. I don't know how to... all this stuff away.
You guys pretty much have two options. You can stay and maybe find Johnny, or leave and never come back.
Oh yeah. Do you want to try to find Johnny?
Oh, I'm staying and finding Johnny. I hate it.
Luke, you're trying to find Johnny and you kind of go through your memory bank to try to remember where he might be or where you might have gone. And all of these memories are playing in your head of you meeting Johnny in the jungle and meeting Johnny's mother. But for some reason, in your memories, Johnny isn't there in each one. Seeing him in the jungle... it is, in fact, a velociraptor that was in the area that ran away that you decided to follow. Ada was alone the whole time, and when you gave him the dinosaur tooth dagger, you mime handing it to somebody, but it just falls to the floor, to the ground.
Say what?
He never existed. It was fake.
It was in my mind the whole time.
Everybody else has the same or similar experience. All of your memories of Johnny don't have Johnny in them.
I don't remember any Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Must find Johnny.
Why do you keep talking about Johnny?
I must find him. I go run. I just go flying up in the air.
Okay.
I turn to Yenny. He's lost it.
Where's Johnny?
Did he really ever have it?
I go look in the witch's place to see how much it's burning or if it's still burning.
It's been obliterated. They blew it up.
Just completely.
When the tapestry was burnt up, yeah, it exploded.
I just yell, "Where are my black crystals?" Well, we defeated the plant people. We ran off the hags.
Did we save Stampy?
Yeah, did we?
I think the hags are going to be coming back.
Yeah. Is the mist still there?
The mist is there, but it's seems like it's starting to fade away.
And I can't find Ada anywhere.
Mm-mm. I guess I start picking up bodies and putting them in this wagon.
Okay.
And then I tell Yenny, we gotta get these people out of here before the witches come back.
I will use my last wild shape to turn into some big animal that can pull the wagon.
Nice.
So I can make a really big animal. And I'll also use my... I haven't used this ability once, and I've had it the whole time. I'll use my enhance ability to get bull's strength to double my carrying capacity.
Ooh, okay.
So we load up the bodies and I pull the wagon. Did we just head back to the port city that we came from?
I light my torch and I just start burning down. I start lighting all the houses.
What are you doing? Johnny and Ada will be back. Stop.
There is no Johnny.
Stop.
I check these houses. No one's in it.
Harrison, first off, you don't tell me what to do.
I go get buckets and start dumping water on the fire.
There's a
robot.
Well,
the witches are going to come back.
Let them come. I will not leave Johnny and Ada to their own death.
There is no Johnny. I've looked around. Ada's not here.
Leave if you must. I will find him.
All right, I jump on the big animal.
All right, we're out of here. We're heading back to the port town that sent us. Get paid.
I speak to animals with my ring and ask for an escort.
You hear nothing with your ring.
My ring stopped working?
What? No, your ring is still magical.
There's no animals anymore. They're all dead. Everything's dead.
No. He said no. Your ring's still magical.
I mourn the loss of my T-Rex friend.
You guys are heading out. So you have a wagon full of unconscious people?
Yeah, the villagers.
Okay. Eric, as you're pushing this wagon... Yenny's pulling the wagon. At some point, whatever you're doing, Eric, you are heading out of the village, and you look down, and you see a well-trodden path. And on the path, you make out the very faint footprint of a child.
Maybe this is the Johnny he was talking about. I jump off and I'm just like, wait, I'll go check this out.
You check out the footprint?
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely a kid's foot.
A kid's foot.
Mm-hmm, kid's foot.
All right. I tell him I'm going to go check it out. He can keep pulling the wagon, and I'll follow the trail after.
It's just one print. You don't really
oh, that's
have
it?
A trail or anything.
Oh, it just ends? The trail ends?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a path, but it looks like it's just a path to the village. But you saw a footprint in it.
Oh, man. Maybe there was a Johnny, but there's not anymore. I yell for XT, just X.
I'm back at the village. village scrambling.
All right, if you don't hear me, then I jump back on the beast.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it.
XT's long quest of trying to find an imaginary child, maybe imaginary?
Maybe. Maybe that really was his leg hanging out of the witch's pouch.
Oh, I knew it.
I never got... No, I did. I killed Peggy. She's the one that had it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
No. Baggy Nana's the one that had the arm hanging out, wasn't it?
It was Peggy.
Oh.
We get back to the city. Do we get paid? And what do the people we put in the wagon say? Does the city congratulate us?
No. I mean, it was just a small kind of...
A small kind of job?
Yeah, it was the guards guild said they needed people to go out and do this thing. The city, it wasn't like a big deal for the city or anything. But yeah, you get paid. You get paid and you're like level 12 now or something.
What do the people in the wagon say?
They're like vegetables.
What?
They're vegetables? You took them out of the magic field.
Yep.
That's not it. They were brain fried before.
All right. You're cured of your virus thing.
But do I just continue to aimlessly look for Johnny till the end of my days?
But you don't think your memories don't have any evidence of him ever existing. You have the experience of talking to him, but it's like you hallucinated or something.
The fog.
I turn into a hermit.
Hermit robot.
A hermit robot.
I turned all the people from the wagon into the nursing home, and they get taken care of still.
Then I go
back to my kit. The person that has been on watch that I'll take over now. I didn't find the crystals that were stolen.
I go full on cuckoo and just 18 it
becomes Haywire. My
actual 18 becomes Johnny.
Whoa! You just start calling him Johnny?
I just start calling him Johnny after a while. And I reprogram the spheres to look like Johnny.
A hologram.
That's pretty sad.
That's what I do, and it's no longer 18, it's just this little kid that follows me around.
Pretty cool.
And we go on our own quest hunting for Ada, his mom. That's how I do it. I like it. You know what's sad is I was waiting and waiting for Johnny to come back, and I was gonna use my shadow martyr that I never used once. Where I could teleport 18 to take a hit for someone. And I was waiting for Johnny, and Johnny never came back. I feel so bad. What is that?
It's Ada.
She's in my dreams.
In my main campaign, she becomes a Hexblood. And trying to turn her into a witch.
No. Okay.
There you have it. That's it.
Binds of Wrath.
So you want to know what happened to Johnny?
I should have just joined him and killed Goof.
Whoa! Hold the phone. What do you mean? What happened to Johnny?
So Johnny,
imagination.
Well, you found the footprint. Gooflin did.
I did.
Johnny was real, but the witches have a spell called modify memory, which kind of erased your memory of Johnny. Oh, and Ada and everybody else. He was put in a stew.
What about the tooth I gave him? You didn't get him?
Nope. Yeah, he didn't get him.
Nope.
Oh, one of the hags could have had a scar on her face or something from the tooth.
Well, I thought you were gonna be like, where's Johnny? Where's Johnny? Where's this little boy? You have something, this little boy. And they were gonna be like, Johnny wasn't real and everything.
Oh, you thought I was going to ask the hag?
Yeah.
No. I asked Ada. She had her mind wiped. She didn't even know about her own kid. That's terrible. That'd be the worst.
Yep. Thanks for playing, guys.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous Six D&D Podcast.
Well, hello. We meet again at the end of another great episode. Have you ever thought, hey, I'd like to actually watch this group play D&D? Well, good news, everyone. You can do that by following our new Twitch channel at twitch.tv/S6Productions. We'd also love it if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Scandalous6 for replays of our sessions and other fun videos. And if you're not already, you should also be following us on Instagram at instagram.com/S6_productions and on Facebook at facebook.com/Scandalous6Productions to get all the latest updates. Links to all these places can be found in the notes of this very episode. Thanks for listening. Bye!